NHL draft is coming up real soon. Well, not real soon, but in June. Yeah. Do we expect to have anybody that's incoming involved with that draft?
Not sure. I haven't stayed up on it too much. We've had a lot of NHL teams come in and watch our current team this year, and I know I've seen a few guys out on the road, but we'll see what happens. You never know what's going to happen with the draft, but we'll have a lot of guys on this year's team. You know, we have draft choices already, and we've had a number of guys commit to NHL development camps this summer.
We have a caller on the air with us. Good morning.
Good morning. Is it 1987?
Okay. Mel doesn't know the answer. That's the problem
well,
with this question.
Know, leave it, yes, leave us your name, and I'm going to call right now to get the date. But I don't think it is. I think it's earlier than that.
All right. Hang on the line there for a bit. So next question for you, Coach, is why haven't we seen more Max Vallas prior to this season? Seems like he's producing just about every time he's in the lineup now.
Well, he is, and I think it's part of, you know, a lot of things. I think it's, you know, we just felt on the depth chart that we had players at the current time that were probably playing better than Max, and I give Max a ton of credit, though. He's worked hard. He's always comes every day to practice, whether he's in the lineup or not, and he's made himself a good hockey player into a good hockey player. Not that he wasn't before, but he's got more of a complete game, and obviously he's taken a full advantage of his opportunity to play. And boy, has he ever been a breath of fresh air for us. And I give Max all the credit in the world for being ready and then obviously taking advantage of that opportunity when he got it.
Next question for you, Coach. Can you talk? Says you talk a lot about parity in college hockey, and this listener has a friend who gets frustrated and can't understand when we lose to teams like Bemidji or play close games with Alaska, teams we should beat on paper. How can I explain to him that we are still a really good team and what you mean by parity?
Well, you know, parity just mean everybody's even. Everybody has good players, and Saturday night's a good example of one player on one team can beat you all by himself, and obviously that was their goaltender, and you still have to find a way to put the puck behind him, and if he's on, you know, you're going to get frustrated. But there's more players in a lot of different areas playing hockey now, so in college hockey, you know, it's. I don't want to say it's easier, but there's a lot of really good players. So everybody goes out and gets those players, and that's why it's so evenly matched. And, you know, the other thing, too, is a lot of players leave early. So like a Dylan Larkin leaving Michigan going early. So, you know, they don't have him. So it just makes the pool that much easier. And then everybody's pretty good. So on any given night, if you're just off a little bit, and that's the same thing with the National Hockey League. If you watch, why does a first place team lose to a last place team? It's simple. Sometimes you just, you know, take that night off, or the other team just wants a little bit more, and you're going to get beat.
All right, we're not going to take any more calls on this. So,
do we have the answer yet?
Yeah. I want to double check something before we do that. But all right. So anyway, big promotions coming up this weekend to the season ticket holder. Appreciation is going through Wednesday.
Good.
Season ticket holders who did not get your free ticket, you can still do so through Wednesday at the Central Ticket Office. You can give them a call at 487-2073 or just stop on up there. You get a free general admission ticket for Friday's game. We want to make sure that everybody knows tickets are available for that game on March 4th. That's this weekend. And that is Friday night, the last regular season home game.
Well, and it's a night to come out and show, you know, and honor our seniors. You know, we've got the seniors who've really done a tremendous job with this program, and we always, you know, ask the seniors to try to leave the program in a better position than when they found it. And these seniors have obviously done a real good job. So we've got Jamie Phillips in net, one of the seniors, along with Walker Hyland and Jimmy Davis on the blue line. And up front we have Patrick Anderson, Max Vallas, Alex Patan, Malcolm Gould, C.J. Ike. And those are seniors, and they've done a fantastic job for this program. And I don't have in front of me how many games they've won, but I'm sure this class in the last, I want to say, 30 to 40 years has probably won as many or close to as many games as any class has. And I would really like to show them our appreciation as not only, you know, university and students and community for what they've done and really helping put this hockey program back on the map. And they've done a fantastic job. And I hope everybody comes out, and if nothing else, just comes out to honor our seniors who've done a fantastic job for our program.
By the way, the answers that we did get, if you did call in, they are wrong. I've just been told that 75-76 were the last time they hosted 2 years in a row.
Really?
That's, okay. Well, that's what we got here.
Someone told me maybe 81-82.
One of our guesses was that. But
really? Okay. So we'll have to.
I am told 75-76. So.
Well, I should just give everybody called in two tickets then, Derek, for the Friday game. I mean, if you don't have the answer, then what good are you doing?
That's true. We'll look that up. But yeah, 75-76 is what I've been told here. So we'll see now. We just want to make sure people get tickets. 487-2073 are the numbers to call for the Central Ticket Office for Friday night's game. Again, it's going to be a big night for the seniors, and they're also going to have a grand raffle, last chance to purchase at the game for the grand raffle, and the drawing's going to be in the second period for that. It's senior night and all kinds of stuff going on. So get your tickets for Michigan Tech Hockey, and you can go to buyhuskiestickets.com for more details on that and buy them up there.
Well, we do. We got the big game against Northern Michigan, and then obviously the next weekend we have the home playoff series.
Right.
So I would, start to, get your tickets then. Students obviously will be on spring break, so we're hoping we get a few more local people come on out and support the team. We'll have a few students hopefully come back early to see the playoff game. But that's one thing when you earn home ice in the playoffs. You'd like to, have a good crowd and have that home ice advantage. And that's what you're playing for all year. So, but yes, so this is the last three games of the year. We might be four, but at least we got three games. We got this Friday against Northern Michigan, which is going to be an unbelievable game. So it's going to be a hard-fought game, a lot on the line. And, these two teams will go hard after each other. It's going to be a hard-fought, hopefully clean game, intense game, and I expect it to be. So we're looking forward to that. And then we don't know who we're going to get in the playoffs yet. So it'll be really interesting to see how things shake down. And we probably won't know until Saturday night late who we're going to get in the first round of the playoffs. But look to get your tickets for that also.
I wanted to ask you, I forgot, yeah. I'm surprised this question didn't come in today, but on Mike Neville's goal, and that breakaway goal, Coach Ferguson asked for a replay on that. Was that whether or not they were offside in our zone?
No, they were asking. They thought the puck, when it first cleared the zone, went into our bench, that someone just went off a hand or a stick or one of our players and came back into play. So they thought it came out of the playing surface and then went back in, but it never did.
No.
So, and I don't know if they're just doing that to slow the momentum down or if they actually did think and went into the bench. I didn't realize that was reviewable, but the referees told me it was. So anyway, it never did, and they got it right.
Okay, and that was my next question, Coach. The series coming up, other than what we have going on,
sure,
we need a little help from Bemidji State.
Yeah,
this weekend.
We do, and Bemidji beat Minnesota State once last year, so it's doable. They beat them the first night last year to give us the chance to have a chance at first place. So, we have the tiebreaker against Minnesota State. Currently, we have the tiebreaker with Bowling Green. Currently, if all three of us end up tied, we have the tiebreaker. So we have some things in our advantage. We just have to go and take care of business this weekend. We absolutely have to have a good performance Friday night. We have to have a good week of practice. And I don't think we'll have to say too much to our team this week about who we're playing. It's a team we all know and all know well and all know that we'd like to beat, and they like to beat us. So something's got to give. But the standings are as tight as you can be. And, we're going to look forward to the weekend knowing we have a chance. But we don't talk about that a whole lot as a team. We talk about how we need to play, the foundation. And if we do A, B, C, D, then, F should come. The W should come. And so we need to do that first and then see where we are. And hopefully Saturday, things are still on the line. And, it's going to be a fun weekend of hockey. I'm already getting ready. I'm already fired up. I'm already nervous, Dirk, so.
Yeah, and what about Alabama Huntsville hosting Bowling Green?
Yeah, that'll be an interesting series because Huntsville is eliminated from the playoffs. So they know that this is their last two games. But I know Mike Corbett and their coaching staff are proud guys, and I know their players are too. So they're going to play hard. And that's, as Minnesota State found out, that's a tough building to have to go into play. So we're rooting for Bemidji and Alabama Huntsville this weekend, Dirk. And But we have to take care of our own business first. So,
all right, Coach, have a great week of practice.
Yeah, looking forward to it and looking forward to everybody to come on out Friday and help us honor seniors.
And don't forget the brunch on Sunday, too, that we've been telling you about, too. Get signed up for that by emailing the Blue Line Club. That's it for the Mel Pearson Show on this Monday.
Broadcasting WKMJ-FM Hancock. To keep it on bad, green.